Iran is in trouble again with the International Atomic Energy Agency. Inspectors have uncovered new aspects of the nuclear technology program in Iran that the government failed to declare openly. Iranian officials attributed the problem to misunderstandings about the scope of the IAEA's ongoing investigation. Iran's policies appear to be open to revision now that conservative forces have taken control from reformists in parliament. But as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, conservative leaders say they want Iran to continue opening doors to nuclear inspectors.
One of the first questions put to newly elected conservative leaders this week was, will they support Iran's signing of the additional protocol with the International Atomic Energy Agency? This is an agreement to allow snap and surprise inspections of installations anywhere in the country to ferret out a complete picture of Iran's nuclear program. Yes, say the hardliners, we want Iran to sign the additional protocol. Amir Mohebian, the conservative political editor of Resalat, a daily newspaper, insists Iran is committed to full disclosure.
In the future, the world will see that Iran is honest to say truth about their activity.
Still, earlier this week, an IAEA report from its director, Mohammad Elbaradei, said Iran had previously not fully informed the agency about a number of important nuclear activities. Among them, experiments with polonium, a highly radioactive element that could be used either in nuclear weapons or for civilian purposes, and the presence of uranium enriched to a purity level much higher than Iran had previously disclosed, closer to a level that could be used in an explosive device. Plus, the presence of enriched uranium on gas centrifuges Iran manufactured, not on ones Iran imported as it claimed before, and plans for an advanced centrifuge more efficient in enriching uranium. Officials here called their lack of disclosure procedural, although Iran's senior negotiator with the IAEA announced there are other programs Iran has not disclosed. The Voice of Iran Radio attributed the dispute to pressure from the United States in advance of an IAEA meeting on March 8th.
On the eve of the IAEA governing board session, the U.S. officials and media have stepped up their propaganda against Iran. But Iran's transparent nuclear program and its cooperation with IAEA inspectors reflected in Mr. Elbaradei's report indicate the baselessness of United States claims.
Although the U.S. is convinced that Iran has been operating a secret nuclear weapons program for many years, the IAEA has still not found either bomb designs or other elements that would provide proof of a weapons program. Conservatives such as Amir Mohebian say they are against nuclear weapons, but they insist on Iran's right to develop a nuclear power industry.
Nuclear technology is needed for Iran, but nuclear weapon, no. Iran tried to establish a good base for nuclear technology, but not any trying for nuclear weapons.
Analysts more critical of the Iranian authorities are also convinced that Iran will continue to cooperate with the IAEA. But the argument is based on Iran's strategic position in the world, says liberal newspaper columnist Saeed Leilaz, not because of a principled stand against nuclear weapons.
We have no other choice. Otherwise, Iran will be isolated. Otherwise, Iran could be like Iraq. The Iraq experience showed us that if Germany, France, and Russia, with a lot of strategic relationship with Saddam Hussein, couldn't rescue him from United States attack, this situation would be even worse for us.
Analysts of various political persuasions believe that if Iran ceases its cooperation with the International Atomic Energy Agency, the United States will bring the issue to the UN Security Council, where Iran could face economic sanctions. No one here wants that, including many of the conservatives who see economic development as the primary way to cement their electoral success. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Tehran.